This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. As you know, man, welcome to the last hour of the show. I go by the name of King Bash, your side chick's favorite DJ with the mental stalk himself. It's a beautiful Friday, and as I did say when I kickstarted the show, it is Happy Limpopo Friday. And we continue to celebrate this movement, man, only because Limpopo is doing the most. It is one of the biggest genres that we have right now in the province and beyond. It's doing amazing work. And right now, I am blessed to be sitting next to one of the best vocalists we have, right, within the genre right now. And apparently, she only has eyes for Mokoni. That is what she has right now. Only eyes for Mokoni. Adventure family, do help me welcome the one, the only, Felicia Buchavelo. You know what? I don't want to butcher your surname. So I need you to help me with pronouncing your surname. I don't want to butcher it. So okay. What is your surname?
It's Felicia Mokganyetsi.
Mokganyetsi.
Yes.
Okay. That is the surname?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Mokganyetsi. Okay.
Yes, Mokganyetsi.
I needed to get it right. She goes by the name of Snowflake. She's in the building right now. Afternoon, how are you doing?
I'm fine, and how are you?
I'm good. You look a bit nervous.
No, I'm not.
You good?
I'm fine.
Oh, okay. Now, as I mentioned, man, a lot of people, you know, before they hop on to the mic, they feel like, ish, you know what, there's a bit of nerves here and there. But since you're saying you're not, I need us to play a game. Right?
Okay.
A quick game, just so that some people can get to know what you love. I call this this or that. So basically, okay. I give you two options and you choose one. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I hope you are. Let's do this. Tea or coffee?
Coffee.
Winter or summer?
Winter.
Skirts or pants?
Skates.
Single or taken?
Oh, taken.
That was quick. Okay. Making music or performing live?
Performing live.
All right. Now we got that out of the way. Let's go straight into it, Snowflake. Thank you so much for taking your time to join me on the show, right? I really do appreciate it. So when did you, you know, discover the fact that, you know what, you are talented? When was this? When did you discover, I want to go into music?
Okay, it was 2019.
Okay.
And I was still in, like, I think I discovered in primary.
Okay.
That I have a talent. And then from there, Nikita Lightingana, you know.
Yeah.
And then I was like, hey, man, let me just give what God gave me.
Uh-huh.
So after that, Nikita, that set of T-flop.
Sure.
Yeah,
okay.
So I went to this other competition in Ghana, and then wherever I'm like Rilohona, I won.
Okay.
So after that, I was like, no, man, let me just try something else to take it out there.
Wow. Okay.
And then after that, I met this other guy, Barge TribDSA, and then that's when I started to do this music thing in 2019.
All right, now do you remember the first song that you actually wrote?
Yeah, I do.
What inspired that song? If you think
it was from, actually, it was a message for Bana. Or like they have to respect their parents, no matter how like Baba Shauta, no matter how Baba Roja or whatever. It's a part of how like Baba Wuncho, how like we do love you. So yeah, it was just a way of me giving them a message.
All right.
Or like, yeah.
Now, speaking of parents and family, as we all know, I don't know if it, you know, happens to you, but I know black parents, when it comes to the entertainment industry, when you start, it feels like they don't even understand,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But how did your family, you know, react to this? The fact that you want to sing, you want to, you know, be an entertainer and just make music. How did they react to that?
Honestly, it was surprising to them.
Okay.
They always knew, like, I have a voice. Mm. But it was surprising, like, how can we not jiggy jiggy out of the blue? You're doing music, you are releasing, like, bang. And then after that, I remember I attended a gig somewhere around Solomon Dale.
Okay.
That's where they thought, what, like, nah, man, let's just see what, like, this person,
music. Yeah.
And then since from then, they started to support me. Mara, this thing, they didn't like it.
Mashiro is a problem.
So right now, but yeah, we are cool.
All right. And look, I mean, you mentioned that, you know, you discovered your voice in primary.
Yes.
So if Snowflake, I want to put you in a situation. If Snowflake was not making music, what would she be doing?
No, I'll be Okay, honestly, kisanzani kisana skolo ne.
Yeah, yeah.
So, if ever it was not music, by now I think kabinzi ki continue ka skolo.
Okay.
So who knows? Maybe ngabe kubereka by now.
But yeah. Do you have an idea what? Oh, fetch. Let's say Njoto graduated.
Nursing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I never thought you would take it there, or you would be a nurse.
Yeah, nursing. Yeah.
So, as an artist, right? What are some of the challenges you feel like you come across within the entertainment space?
Okay, for now, azanga tlhaka le di challenges, but before, I think it was less gigs, more interviews, and then the other thing, like maybe sometimes they change. It was less interviews than more gigs. Like it was just confusing sometimes.
Yeah.
And even the this thing, like maybe okra or could a track a certain person.
Yes.
After that, jiki, like you are there on the track, but it's not released. You understand? Yeah. So I think those ones started up in the music industry back then.
So now let's speak about the Lekompo movement. We're not looking from the outside. I mean, you are within fully. But how does it feel, man, to see, you know, Lekompo grow in such a rapid pace?
It feels nice because before, never say Lekompo serious. It was just the genre, but never say serious. Like they used to say, like, ah, this person, yo, music almost so, nah, I don't listen to this music. Yeah, this music, that. So, like, right now, it makes me happy because even those ones, like nebari, we can listen to this type of genre.
Yeah.
Right now, by tell it.
You can't ignore it.
Exactly. Mm. So right now, like maybe I don't know, Gamoro or something. They will definitely listen to that. You understand? Yes, because why? Ki genre like it has been trending and making big moves right now.
All right, we're about to take a short break. I'm going to continue with Snowflake in a short while. If you have any compliments, any messages for Snowflake, do send them through to my WhatsApp line, 079-899-6226, 079-899-6226. Snowflake is in the building. I feel like my venture family wants to know what this is. But before I get into that, there are a lot of people that send through messages on my WhatsApp line, on the station's WhatsApp line, the hashtag Real Deal Loaded Quiz. That is not the number you should send that to. The real number is 087-240-5777. That is 087-240-5777. Do not use the station's WhatsApp line. Use this number, 087-240-5777. So if you just joined us, welcome to it. I go by the name of King Bash, your sidechick's favorite DJ with the winter stock himself. I'm hanging out with a Snowflake. It is Lekompo Friday. She's joining me in the studio. Snowflake. So, like,
it's like love of my life.
Kilomolo.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So I agree, you know, like when we are using the WhatsApp, Rosalie, the image, and then Nerere, LOML.
Okay,
so
yes.
But yeah, you're all motwag, I love my life.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, kitla lechi, alena kitla tamoli shumish. Right, so. Do you remember, you know, when you started working with Shandesh? What inspired the song Yalomolo?
Okay, I'm gonna be honest.
You have to.
Okay. This track Shandesh ufitarli inna.
Okay.
So utamile this track and then I'm pita kamarao.
Okay.
Yena sija I fed it. Kora Snowflake kuchpala oto utsene on this track and then read the together.
Okay.
So the way Nikki winning Gahona, it was like, but this track is just all about her boyfriend because I agree, you know, her like, you know, that time, so.
Kimujol.
Yes.
Okay.
So, but this whole track, I'm going to be like, I'm a jol.
Oh.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So, you know, one thing I love about, you know, the Lekompo community, it seems like a lot of, you know, you celebrate each other, you know, you're there for each other.
Yeah.
But speaking of which, are there artists that you'd really still want to work with? If you can maybe name drop one or two of them that you feel like, you know what, I still want to work with these people, you know?
I think Shandesh.
Mm-hmm.
And Karishma.
But let's say artists that you've never worked with.
Makadzi.
Okay.
Lemang. Even Makadzi, bo Kimunada.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the, for now, you know, top two, Nyana.
Yeah, for now, just top two.
All right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, are there any artists, you know, that you have worked with and you feel like in the past that you have, the artists that you've worked with, but you feel like, hey, guak sabwele. You don't have to name drop. Kor artist jela roveri gilili ena wa filo ra wa mar. Hey, mo nanga sabwele.
Nah, if I give a kalumutu back then, Niki Barakalumutu gets a bottle with the I know what I'm gonna do, and Elona they gave me what I wanted.
Oh,
yeah, so it's not like maybe Niki gets taller or something like that. Yeah. Maybe go pale,
okay,
but Labarona, yeah.
So the last time you gave us an EP, it was in 2022, na Unalerona, right?
Yeah,
yeah. So, I mean, are you currently maybe working on an album or an EP?
Nah, an EP.
An EP?
Yes.
How many tracks?
It's six.
Six tracks?
Yes.
We want to drop some features? Nya na urubochoro hona lebo mang?
Nah. Ahuna, like, I didn't feature anyone.
Yet, or you are not featuring
yet.
Anyone?
Nah, yet.
Oh,
because
okay.
It's not done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So let's speak about the brand Snowflake, right? In the next coming, what? Let's say 4 or 5 years, where would you like to see this brand?
Okay. Honestly, I want people to respect the name Snowflake and lohona ke nyoko ke bona ke gona go thusa batho at any time, because I got right now obviously there will be challenges there and then as there anything at the same time, but ke nyaka go ke bona like brand ya ka e thusa batho ba leng gore nge ha ba itekanela ha ba gone go ira anything like malapa out there, not just one or two but a lot, you know, doing a lot for the community to show that, you know what, I appreciate for the fact that they've been supporting me ever since I started my music, especially people from Teflop.
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah, I want it to be big, and maybe if possible I can get a like the hoodie named the brand as so
wow, okay. Yeah. I like that. So I mean, you gave us an exclusive, it's titled Power. Right, it's an exclusive. Can you maybe tell us about the song? What inspired the song? What is the song all about for those that are about to hear it for the very first time?
Okay, the track bitse e bolela ka gore kwa marago.
Yeah.
There were things e le gore nge e be di diragala. Ke re no gore like in the music industry you will never uno tsama ya street so wa le hai na ke tsama ka la modimo.
Ai khone.
Exactly. So the things that that happened before, and then I took a break in Yana because of my personal issues.
Okay.
And then right now I'm back.
Okay.
So I was just telling them, Hori, you know what? No matter literally any back then, right now I am back, and there's nothing yellow hor like what we did.
Nice.
Yeah. So in other words, but like they can still make it. No matter how like Baba Bieti ing, no matter how like never stop like music and right now they wanna come back, they can still make it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I mean, people are about to hear it for the very first time. When is it dropping?
It's dropping on the 27th of May.
27th of May.
Yeah.
All right. Snowflake, before I let you go, are there any things that you'd like to, you know, say to your beautiful fans out there that are listening right now?
What I can say right now is that keep on supporting me as you've always been supporter. Keep on streaming, you know, keep on sharing whatever. And thank you so much for loving the brand Snowflake SA.
That is so beautiful. I think we have a voice note here. Let us take a listen.
Hola, Kim Bash.
Hola, wait.
Hi, Greta Mwanogada, Snowflake. Hey, Snowflake, the energetic one. She's very passionate about music, that one. Good morning, live. I will perform go Evergreen. Yeah, it was my first time in Kitoma Mona. Yo, she rocks the stage. Yeah, long Kazagarunal energy, Wabina, and she's talented. If she can keep on, you know, Avie Mataiga Fela and Askalabala Tapel, one thing for sure. She's good, by the way. It's Donalicia's come on, my darling. Come.
I feel like that's a beautiful message, eh?
Yeah.
You know, from someone that has seen you perform. Yeah, yeah. I haven't. I'm yet to see you perform. But for someone that has already, you know, seen you perform, that's a beautiful thing to say, you know what? There is talent there. There is energy. There is all of that. I mean, that's what we need in the entertainment industry, if we're being honest. Yeah, so before I let you go once again, where can people get a hold of you? Social media, bookings, everything, the whole shebang.
Okay, they can contact actually my TikTok at SnowflakeSA15. Okay. On Instagram it's Snowflake SA. On Facebook it's Snowflake SA as well, but I don't reply the DMs on Facebook, unfortunately.
Okay.
And my email is Felicia276@gmail.com.
All right, Snowflake, thank you so much for taking your time to come and join us on the show. All the best for your future endeavors. Did you tell me when the EP is dropping?
Nah.
Okay.
But for now, we're going to drop only one track, which is Power.
Yes. And that is the track we're about to play.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.